Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Last night on the ESPYs, you know, they always do the ESPYs. It's the perfect night to do it because there's nothing going on, right? After the All-Star game, there's no baseball, nothing happening. So let's take a listen to LeBron James last night on the ESPYs.
I don't care how many more points I score or what I can or cannot do on the floor. The real question for me is, can I play without cheating this game? The day I can't give the game everything on the floor is the day I'll be done. Lucky for you guys, that day is not today.
I mean, where do I start? First of all, I'm going to say this. This is the reason why people don't, it's hard for people to embrace LeBron James. I'm just going to say it. Everything is contrived. Everything is rehearsed. Everything is phony. And so it doesn't feel right. Like, this, like, contrived conversation last night, like he was announcing he wasn't retiring. Who thought he was retiring, JR? Nobody thought he was retiring. Nobody.
No. Nobody thought he would retire.
And this is the point. When he did it after they got swept first by Denver, when they got swept in the Western Conference Finals, the way he was able to deflect getting swept in the Western Conference Finals was to say and throw out a hint that he might be retiring. That was which was never real. That was, I don't want everybody to talk about me getting swept. I don't want anybody to talk about the Nuggets. So if I put this phony story out that I might retire, that's where the conversation went. And the next day, of course, that was the conversation. Then ESPN has like yesterday, and credit to Dan Patrick, who ripped ESPN for this. Like, it was breaking news. LeBron's not retiring. Really? The only breaking news that would be real is if LeBron announced he was retiring. Not that he's not retiring. That's not breaking news. Breaking news is, stop the world, LeBron is calling it quits. Not that he's going to continue to play. How is that breaking news, JR?
It's not, and you're going to pop a blood vessel, Rob. I mean, we know LeBron's game. Well, I can't believe after all these years, LeBron still gets your dander up when he does these maneuvers and makes these moves and plans out his legacy step by step, manipulates the media, manipulates people. We know he wants to play with Bronny. So hook or crook, he's going to make that happen. So we knew he wasn't retiring. LeBron's all about the theater, Rob. It is one of those things that he's been great at. In fact, throughout his entire career, his knack for taking any situation, no matter how good or bad, and making it a personal triumph in some way, it's probably unparalleled in the history of sports. How good he is at it. Let's be honest.
No, but see, here's my pushback.
Since the bubble chip with his Lakers, you know, his career has been uneventful. Passing Kareem was like the highlight, but he knows there's no more championships, Rob. He knows there's no more MVPs. There's no more billing as the best in the game. It's about legacy now, about Bronny and Bryson, everything nice. So that's what he's really focused on. And like I said, the theater, he's an actor at this point.
Yeah, but the issue here is for all of that, you lose people, and that's why he's still out here trying to get people to respect him and feeling like he's been slighted because he keeps doing it. Do you remember after they won the championship and he said, when y'all going to give me my damn respect?
Yeah,
why would
I
you
do.
Have to ask that? Why would you have to ask that? When are you going to give me my damn respect? Because everything's contrived. Because everything is just disingenuous. That's the issue.
Didn't he say it was to our benefit and the fans' benefit that he'd be back? Like, are you dying for LeBron James to come back again?
No, but that is the point, is that he's trying to make it like, you guys are lucky that I'm not stepping away, that I'm still going to be around. I mean, dude, stop with all of that. This is why, you know, people don't look at him as the GOAT, a lot of people. This is why even after Michael Jordan had the Last Dance and ESPN did a poll, And Michael Jordan swept the poll, I think, in almost every category, and people got to see him and still didn't think LeBron was the greatest.
Right.
And he just continues, let other people shower you and give you your flowers and respect you for what you've done. Whenever you stand there and you say, yeah, after we came back from 3-1 against Golden State, that's when I knew I was the GOAT. Who says that?
Well, in this social media age, LeBron James does, and he's milked it well. As I've said before, he's always trying to twist the narrative. He's always trying to influence the narrative, and he does it shamefully. He has no shame. It's like when he said, I can make a phone call and get Bronny into any school in the country. Why is that a flex for LeBron James?
Right, and even to even put that out there and say that, and then it wasn't that long ago he said that Bronny was better than, was it 50% Rob G?
Of the NBA, or 75, of NBA rosters.
Whatever it was. I mean, like, why would you say that? And then yet, after all of this that he's done, passing Kareem and winning 4 championships with 3 different franchises and all that, he still feels like he's not given the credit. There's a reason. There's a reason.
4-7.
Okay? And a lot of it still has to do with, you have to be humble about it. You have to let other people shower you with praise. Stop standing on a soapbox asking people to praise you. And to do, like, that's what he did last night. Oh, you guys are lucky I'm sticking around. He was never going anywhere.
No, he wasn't.
A fraud.
Just like he was never reading that book that was upside down in the locker room. Then when they asked him about it, and he said, well, you know, I only read a couple pages, you know.
Yeah, it's over and over. All right, our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. We do want to get you involved. We'd love to hear, what did you make of last night and LeBron? Was this just typical LeBron? Was this lower than usual? Another stoop lower than he's already done? You know, like, I just every time, like this was breaking news, really, that he wasn't retiring. All he's talked about, and you mentioned this, was him playing with Bronny. So why would he even think that we thought he was going to retire? That was just a ploy. Don't look at the disaster, the building that collapsed when they got swept by Denver in 4 games. don't look at that. Look at this. I might quit. I might walk away after this season. I hope you got enough of me. That's what LeBron did.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Let's turn over to baseball. And we had Mark Gubazar, the color analyst for the Los Angeles Angels. We talked about Shohei Ohtani. You know, what do you do with him? And, you know, we've heard people talk about it. Chris Broussard on this very radio show has said a million times, Rob G, hasn't he? I'm not a Yankee. What does he say? I'm not a Yankee fan, but the Yankees should get Shohei Ohtani. That's Chris's take, that he believes he belongs in the Bronx, that he belongs on the biggest stage in baseball. And I don't totally disagree, because he could wind up with the Dodgers, which I think is the most logical, because he wanted to be in Southern California. He wanted to be closer to Japan. Right. If he switches over from the Angels to the Dodgers, he don't have to do much, right? It's just miles is it, Rob G? 45 miles or something?
New York.
Yeah, you know, it's not that far from from Anaheim. But here's my point, and I want to get your take. I think the bigger question is, the Yankees need to get back to their evil empire roots. And what I mean by that is going out the days and going and getting the biggest and best players. Now, they did that with Gerrit Cole. That was like their last big one. But if you think about the players that they've gotten of late, it's always been trades. The Rangers signed A-Rod and couldn't afford him anymore, right? And then they traded him to the Yankees. The Marlins signed Giancarlo Stanton to that big contract, not the Yankees, and then they bailed him out with the trades. So if Ohtani is available, why shouldn't the Yankees that make a gazillion dollars, why shouldn't they be a player for Shohei Ohtani? And the Yankees haven't won a World Series, JR. You in New York since 2009. It's been a long time now. Would you want to see Shohei in the Bronx?
I mean, it doesn't matter to me one way or another, really, because if they're not in a position to win, they're not in a position to win. I think Chris or other people might be confusing errors here. When the Yankees were winning World Series 4 and 5 years, they weren't just going out and buying the best players in the game. They had a core of Derek Jeter, Bernie Williams, Mariano Rivera, Jorge Posada, who led the team and stayed there for, over a decade together. That's how they won. And then they filled in other players. So people always have this misconception that the Yankees bought those championships. No, the best players, you know, that this doesn't address the question directly, but I have to go back and say the best players on those teams were homegrown talent.
Right, but the question is now they haven't won in a long time.
They got A-Rod. Right, that's why I wouldn't – no, we don't have to go down evil empire routes. They got A-Rod. They got – that year they signed A-Rod. Then they got CeCe, Burnett. They got one championship out of that era. And then since they've gotten Giancarlo Stanton, they haven't done anything. So, no, one player is not going to change the Yankees' problems. The Yankees have fundamental problems. The way that they look at the game, the way that they overuse analytics and metrics, it's like beating a dead horse. We go over this over and over again. The Yankees aren't going to win anything until they get players who can play, can hit and run and do multiple things, not just rely on home runs. The Yankees have been a boom and bust offense. People can talk about Cole. They can talk about the pitchers. They've been a boom and bust offense that lack original and natural style baseball players.
But I don't know how you could say not adding Ohtani would not answer. A, you would have another ace in your rotation.
Does he steal bases?
No,
does
but
he,
I'm but I'm
he,
trying to give you
for
but
average.
But I'm trying to give you the pitching. You're not getting one player. You would be getting a pitcher, and every year in the postseason.
Has he won a Cy Young Award yet?
No, he hasn't.
Ohtani's pitching is overblown because he's overhyped because he's a great hitter.
Yeah, but he's top five right now.
He's
this
a pretty
season.
Good pitcher. I've never seen him pitch in the postseason. I don't know if he'll go an extended time past five, six innings in the postseason. I don't know who Ohtani is postseason wise. I know that he's played with no pressure on losing teams since he's been here, the Angels. We love everything that he does, but there's no stress to his pitching performances. There's no stress when he gets up to hit. Maybe if they make a playoff run this year. To me, all that stuff matters. Really, all this talk about Ohtani, I don't really care. You know why I don't care? Because I know what it takes to. I'm not a fantasy baseball player. I actually understand the game. So I know that just getting Ohtani is not going to change the Yankees' fortunes a little bit. Why? Because fundamentally, their team is not constructed correctly. You see any bros on the Yankees outside of Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton? Any 5-tool players who can generate runs? Ohtani's gonna come in and be another boom or bust hitter.
When you look at the Yankees, if you were to add him to their team, say the Yankees went out right now and decided that they're going to add him this season, you can't tell me that you wouldn't think that they would be closer to a World Series than ever before.
I do not, without Judge.
Talking about Judge and what is coming back. I'm talking about if you have Judge in the lineup, he's coming back.
Do you have a date for that?
Well, he's hitting now. He's hitting. So if he wasn't hitting, then I would say I don't know when he's coming back. He started hitting again.
Sounds like the toe's pretty bad.
But my point is that the Yankees have kind of been like in the background. The Mets have spent more money. The Dodgers, other teams have spent more money, and
I'm
the
not
Yankees,
buying it.
The Yankees have decided that they're kind of like, well, we want to win. They got a team full of guys nobody knows, and that's why when Judge isn't in the lineup, you know, like they struggle so much to score.
So I'm saying if you win, or are you saying the Yankees need a big name because they're the Yankees? They know we're confusing the two.
No. The question
you're going to win.
No,
so
but
you
the,
want, You're saying
you're
Yankees
not listening to the question. The question is going back to their evil empire roots, and what that means is when they used to spend money on people, which they don't do as much now.
No, they don't.
They don't, and that's the difference. And then you got to look and say they haven't won since 2009. You can't keep doing the same thing that you've been doing. Here's a once-in-a-lifetime player that's available, who's going to be available. Do you go out or do you sit back and let the Dodgers or the Mets sign them is the question.
No, but like you just said, they just signed Cole, so that's not accurate. The Yankees do spend money still. Didn't they give him $300 million?
We said that was the last guy, but they still haven't won.
That was a couple of years ago, right? When's the last time the Pirates signed somebody for $300 million?
No, but the Pirates aren't the Yankees. The point is that he's available, JR. It's not like a wish. He's going to be available. Do you want him, yes or no? Should the Yankees spend money?
No, if I'm the Yankees, I don't care. He's not going to change my fortunes. I don't need Shohei Ohtani. I'm the Yankees. I don't need that guy to be somebody. I'm the Yankees.
Yeah, the Yankees haven't won anything since 2009.
Let the nobody franchise.
But that doesn't make sense. What you're saying is you're saying you're the Yankees and you haven't won. If you take away that 2009 championship,
I haven't won.
Wait a minute. There's one championship since 2000. That's 20 some odd years.
How many Milwaukee have in the last 30 years?
Milwaukee's not the Yankees. Come on, man. Come on. It's not the same. It's not the same barometer as the Yankees or the Milwaukee Brewers.
You know this. You don't just get out on the field and win games. You have to construct a team. And it starts in your minor league system. And it starts with putting the right pieces together. It starts with having the right kind of offense that when you get to the playoffs, you can actually manufacture runs. You can get clutch hits from people. You have to have the right pitching in the playoffs. I don't think Shohei Ohtani makes a difference one way or other. I'll leave that to the casual baseball fans who are enamored with this guy because he pitches and hits. But if I'm the Yankees, I don't need him. Why would I spend $500-600 million for a guy that's been on a team for the last 4 years that hasn't won anything?
Yeah, but you know
where's
that
his impact?
There's no way that you could say that it's strictly on him. Mike Trout has been hurt. They haven't had any other pitching.
Yeah.
They haven't had any other pitching.
I agree.
They've had other issues. It's not, you can't just pin it only on him. And as you know, in baseball, it can't be on one guy. That's why they're not winning. And here's
asked if I was the Yankees, would I want him? No.
Right. Okay, that's different.
My answer.
Okay, that's your answer. But
yes.
It has nothing to do with what's happening with the Angels. My point is, since 2000, which is 23 years ago, since 2000,
one
the Yankees have one chip. That's not the Yankees that we're used to. And people are saying maybe it's time for them to go out and get the best guy that's out on the market and stop playing cheap and stop going after guys who you don't have to pay and stop worrying about the going over the salary threshold where you got to pay a tax. That's where the Yankees have become.
They've become
penny pinchers. They become, oh, no, we can't go over the cap. Oh, we can't do this.
That's
what I'm saying.
Right. So if you're going to go after Ohtani, I would rather, knowing that this is baseball and not basketball, and we've seen this over and over again, right? I would take three $200 million contract players rather than one $600 million contract player. And in baseball, that's going to do me a lot better than having one guy. One guy, although he pitches as well, this is the thing. I can't count on Shohei Ohtani coming to New York City, carrying the burden of pitching and hitting, never getting hurt. I'm not taking chances on that. I don't believe that he can continue to pitch 30 starts a year and have 400 at-bats a season over the course of the next 5 years. So I know that most likely, I would lose significantly in that deal if I did not win with him in the first two seasons. After that, I'm the Yankees, so I'm going to just throw away $400 million. No, they're not going to do that because they haven't been spending money in the first place. You can't take that chance on this guy.
I could not disagree with you more. And here's the other thing. Ohtani pays for himself. The advertising that they get from Japan, when Hideki Matsui played for the Yankees, go back and look at the videotape of all the Japanese companies that were all over Yankee Stadium. Money won't be an issue. They'll be selling his jersey. There'll be everybody in Japan will be wearing a Yankee jersey. I mean, money's not the issue. I mean, they'll make that money back because he's an international star. He's not going to be a local star.
You're right. So
the money part is not really it. I'm just saying, you're saying you don't want them.
They want the back pages back from the Mets.
You said you don't want them.
That's who the Yankees are now? That's what we're doing in the Bronx?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. On Purpose's mission is to create impactful conversations to help you become happier, healthier, and more healed. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating. You'll be laughing, crying, and have so many impactful takeaways after this interview.
I had this, like, you know, homie lover friend for a long time. He's very disrespectful to me, very kind of messed up to me. But in my mind, we could get married. We had the most beautiful babies. He handsome. I'm pretty. Like, it would be so cool. He's smart and intellectual. I'm kind of smart, I think. Like, it would be fun. We have the best conversations. Like, we have fun, but then he would treat me like crap.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
JR, let's get here. Let's start here with the NBA and the offseason. And James Harden, we all know he opted into the Sixers and immediately wanted to be traded. There's some information that came out. Rob G will give us that. And then I basically want to hear from you, JR, what do you think is the better place for him to go? Is it to stay with the Clippers stay with the Sixers or go to the Clippers? But Rob G, come in and tell us what The Athletic has reported.
Sure. Well, earlier this week, ESPN reported that even though James Harden had still, you know, maintained his trade demands out of Philadelphia, there was a reported, quote, path to reconciliation between he and the Sixers.
Right.
While The Athletic's Sam Amick shot that down in a hurry today in his latest column, saying, quote, Harden's stance has not changed. He still wants to leave Philadelphia. He's still upset with how Daryl Morey handled the situation heading into free agency last month. And here's the key thing. He's still determined to start next season in a Clippers jersey.
Wow. JR, where should he go? Stay in Philly or should he go out to L.A. with the Clippers? Where are you on this?
Honestly, He should retire out to the strip club where he likes to be when games are most important. But if we're talking about specifically where James Harden should go, let's see. I guess the Sixers would probably be the best place to stay with Embiid and those guys. But I don't think that either team's going to win anything with James Harden. He's proved that over his career that he becomes more burdensome than anything else, particularly around playoff time when you need him to lock in and you know, produce some clutch performances, something that he's continuously failed to do in the playoffs. So whichever team doesn't get him is probably the luckier team. So you don't have to deal with, you know, all that comes with James Harden, because it's a lot more than just basketball. So stay with the Sixers. They probably have a team more built to win a championship if he ever does decide to show up in clutch moments in a decisive championship type game.
The gut is probably to stay where you are because you have Embiid and there is an opportunity to win, and Maxey's there and they have some good players. But there's another part of me that says if you can go to the Clippers and they can finally just have one season where they're healthy and make a real run at it.
That's a big if.
Well, I mean, that's the history of their franchise. Unfortunately, I've never seen a team – struck with so much bad luck and people continually getting hurt. And the one year when they were fully healthy, they choked to Denver. They were up 3-1 and lost that series with the Kawhi and with Paul George. And then without Kawhi, they went to the Western Conference Finals, which didn't make any sense when Paul George led them there. And then, of course, the last year, of course, injuries. So James Harden, I mean, obviously there's something there in Philadelphia that he doesn't want to be there because he opted in to get his money. I don't think that there was much else out there for him, so that's why he opted in instead of trying to go elsewhere and try something else or hoping that somebody would sign him. But here's the other thing, is we have seen the playoff James Harden. Maybe he doesn't finish the job, but we saw him go into Boston without Embiid and beat the Celtics.
In game one,
and we saw him win game five, which is usually a pivotal game on the road when, again, Rob G, correct me if I'm wrong.
What did he shoot in the fourth quarter, the decisive game, though?
No. I'm just saying, but he did go on the road in two big games and scored over 40 points. So we know about all of his woes. I'm not acting like those things don't exist. But we also have seen moments where we say, my God, no Embiid, they win game one in Boston, and he was on fire. And game five,
right, that's who he is,
which
now
is usually
once in a while.
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest
once
issue.
Once in a blue moon, yep.
But if you can if he can give you a few games and you do have Kawhi and you do have, I don't know.
He's proven that he can't anymore.
No, I said a few games, not like he's going to lead you. And if you have Kawhi and you have Paul George, now I don't know what they'd have to give up to get him, which was probably some draft.
Too much
I mean,
for
you
that
can't,
guy
you
right
can't
now.
Give up, you can't give up, obviously, your team, because that would defeat the purpose on getting him. But I'm going to say, if I had to pick one of the two, I'm going to say the Clippers, only from this standpoint. I think he doesn't want to be in Philly anymore, the same way he didn't want to be in Brooklyn, the same way he didn't want to be in Houston.
I
don't know if I want a guy who doesn't want to be there. I've always said either you're in or you're out. And once a guy tells me he doesn't want to be there, I'm not going to force you to be on the team because you're not going to give your all. If you remember at the end in Houston, he showed up wearing a fat man suit. You remember he put on all that weight because he wanted out. And
Why would I ever trust him after that?
Well, I mean, I agree. Like, you have to question whether or not, but when you're trying to win a championship, sometimes people will make that. You're not going to take them on a team you're trying to build. But if you're the Clippers and you're moving into a new building, you got to make a decision on Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. And if I'm Steve Ballmer and I could get him and win a championship, you know, you're like, all
When's
right.
When's the last time he's played?
I'm done. I'm done.
Why, Leonard? I just can't. I'm sorry. I can't get into these hypotheticals with these players that you know are on their way out. Kawhi Leonard does not want to play basketball anymore, Rob. Why are we talking about him over? Like the last time he's even done anything, that was in Toronto. We're still talking about Kawhi Leonard. The last time James Harden was even relevant at all was for a little stretch in Brooklyn when he went, 16-3, something like that, and it looked like he might be finally playing a role that can help him win a championship. I'm personally ready, and I'm trying to stick on topic here because you did chastise me for going a bit off the topic in the last two segments, and I apologize to producer Rob if I did. But the thing is, I just get tired of talking about these guys that you know are now what? In the twilight of their careers. They're shells of their former self. But they think they command hundreds of millions of dollars as if they're really game changers. James Harden's not a game changer anymore. He's a nice little player that used to be a great player that can give you some bursts of production here and there. But we're discussing James Harden as if he's an impact player that's going to change the fate of a team. He's not that guy anymore. So that's why I'm tired of talking about him. I'd like to talk about some of the younger players who are far more impactful, far more dedicated winning.
I get that.
Right.
But we're talking
and Kawhi
about
Leonard ain't been around.
But we're talking about Harden.
I know he's going to go to the Clippers and play with who? So all of a sudden Kawhi and Paul George, who have played what, 30 games together in how many years? They're going to get together. Kawhi's going to be healthy. George's going to be healthy the whole year. Harden is going to come in, and they're going to rise to the top of the Western standings. No, they're going to be the same team.
Well, they went to the Western Conference Finals without Kawhi Leonard when only Paul George was there. And Tyronn Lue is a hell of a coach. I got to admit, he is a really good coach. I've watched him up close being here in L.A. I didn't know how good of a coach he was when he had LeBron in Cleveland, because you take for granted. You got the best player, so obviously you're going to be a good coach, right? Because you're going to win games. But I've seen him make changes and make different personnel changes and change lineups and do stuff to win, and I'm impressed by him. And I just wonder, with James Harden, with your career ticking down, Do you finally say, yeah, I do want to win a championship? I don't want to be a player who's known for bouncing from team to team and nothing working out.
Okay, if he says I do want to, so what does that entail, Rob? So you said James Harden says, yeah, I do want to win a championship. I guess he didn't say that for the last four teams. So what does this new James Harden, does that entail not going out every night to strip clubs? I'm being honest, strip clubs and parties? Does that say I'm going to really buckle down now and try to win?
No.
Or is he still going to go out every night and party every night and on after game one, fly out with the baby and little baby and go to the party and the Kardashian and Khloe and I don't trust him, bro. I don't want him.
Right, but that's not a question. The question is which
stay
team.
Stay with the Sixers.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Like, okay,
yeah.
He's not a free agent. I get that if you were a GM and I asked you, did you want him, then your argument would make sense. I mean, it would be like,
if
I don't
I'm the
want
Clippers,
him.
I don't.
So you're
that's
saying
my point.
Okay, so you're saying he should. But if you had to pick one of these two, you're saying he should stay.
I open with saying he should stay on the Sixers.
And I'm going to say.
But if I'm the Clippers, why would I want him?
Because they haven't had enough to win.
He's a shell of what he used to be.
Yeah, but they still haven't won, and you still look like. This is what they do all the time. You just can't look at it and go, we haven't won, so we'll just still keep doing the same thing we've done.
If James Harden had one of these, bro, one, I'd believe you. If he had one ring, I'd say, sure. I just seen his act way too many times.
All right.
He needs to stay in Sixers, Philly, and let Embiid carry him.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro. That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.